So St. Paul said to the Ephesians in the letter, he said that you were once darkness, but now you are light. You are light in the Lord. You were once darkness, but now you are light. Why? Because Jesus had entered into their life. Jesus, who is the light, had entered into their life. Jesus, who is the light of the world, has entered also into our lives. And Jesus, who is the light of the world, had entered into this blind man's life. And he changed his life. You know, this is an amazing story here. Long, yes, but amazing. Of just this amazing event that happened over in Jerusalem. I mean, the fact is that this is real. This actually happened. This man who had never been able to see before in his whole life now can see because of Jesus. And so as amazing as this event is, though, what's also really cool is that this passage has actually a whole lot more deeper meaning, I guess, about it going on within this passage that we might not first see. See that this passage actually is a perfect parallel with our Christian life, with what our Christian life looks like. And especially the Christian life of somebody who becomes Christian later on in life. So it's a perfect fit on this Sunday where, you know, where Kevin, the catechumens, will take this next step in the process of becoming baptized. It's because it really speaks to the Christian life, especially to those who become Christian as an adult. So what am I talking about? So here we have Jesus coming upon this blind man. So if we're talking about blind man, how does that relate, you know, to the spiritual life? If we were going to say somebody is spiritually blind, ultimately it just means they have no faith, right? They don't know who Jesus is. They don't know who God is. They know none of that. They've never experienced the light of faith. So they're spiritually blind. So here's this person blind that Jesus comes up upon. And when he comes to him, he says that, or he spits on the ground, takes some, to makes clay out of it, right? And he rubs it in his eyes. Now, St. Augustine has written quite a bit on this, and it's had really good stuff on this. And actually, so remember, St. Augustine, this is like 300 and 400 he lived. So we're talking like 1,600 years ago. He's already writing about how this passage, you know, makes sense with the catechumens. So here, what he says here is that that we should note that when he made the clay and put it in his eyes, that at that point, like, he still couldn't see. So yes, he had this encounter with Jesus. He did something physically. There was a step in the process, but he still couldn't see. So then Jesus sent him, he said, to go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. So St. Augustine also points out that to really notice what that means. That means sent. He says that, so it's he who was sent. And Augustine will say that we know who that is. We know who was sent. And we do know. It even says in this passage, earlier when Jesus is talking to his disciples, it says, we have to do the works of the one who sent me. Who sent me. Jesus is the one who was sent. So essentially you could say that when it says, go wash in the pool of Siloam, it's go wash in the waters of Jesus. So Augustine is saying here is that in a sense, Jesus is baptizing this man in himself. And when he does that, now he can see. Is that through baptism, this man now can see. And that's the same thing in our Christian life, in the spiritual sense, that when we are baptized, our soul is opened up to the graces that God has in store for us. So the graces come down and they give us then the light of faith so that we then can see, that we are no longer spiritually blind. And then Augustine says that if that is true, if this is the baptism, then that moment when he took the clay and smeared it in his eyes, then perhaps that was the moment he became a catechumen. Like that moment, that was his initial conversion. You know, and it's kind of seems like backwards for most of us, right? Because most of us were baptized as infants. So we get baptized first, and then later on in life, we have our conversion probably, right? Anyone who is really serious in their faith and is really has a deep faith, you could ask them, they have a moment in their life where they encounter Jesus in such a way that it changed their life. It was their conversion. But in the case of an adult who's not baptized yet, typically they have their conversion somewhere first, which gets them interested in the faith, and then they become baptized. But that's just the beginning. Because that's just page one. We had 4 pages of gospel today, you guys. That was page one. So we get baptized, that's the beginning of it all, and then what? So you see then his neighbors and stuff, they see this guy and they're like, whoa, you were blind and now you can see. Is this really you? And he's like, yeah, that's me. I can see now. And they ask him, well, how is that possible? And his response is interesting. He says, the man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes. He didn't actually know Jesus yet, did he? Like, yeah, he encountered Jesus in this way, but he didn't actually know Jesus. He didn't know anything about Jesus. But he knew that Jesus did something for him. And we need to look at this in our own lives. Because I think so often we know Jesus has done something for us and changed our lives in some way. But sometimes I think we get to this, you know, I can't really share it because I don't know enough about my faith. I don't know Jesus well enough, so I'm not going to share anything because I don't know. But the reality is you don't need to know everything. What you need to know is that at some point, Jesus changed your life. And other people need to know that too. So even if you don't know enough, we can still share with the world what Jesus has done in our lives, just like this blind man. So then they take him to the Pharisees, the blind man to the Pharisees, because here's Jesus again doing this whole like hearing on the Sabbath, so getting people all worked up because they get up, so you're not supposed to do that, right? So he's got to go to the Pharisees, and they start questioning him, like, you know, like, what happened? Did this really happen? And so this is kind of that. So he explains to the Pharisees the same thing, that, okay, put the clay in my eyes, I wash, and now I can see. But some of the Pharisees said, this man is not from God. So now this man, he had his conversion, he was baptized, he's acknowledging Jesus did something for him, but now here's the moment, his faith is starting to be tested. It's being tested a bit. This man's not from God. But this man, he knows. So in this moment, there's, okay, which way are you going to go? My faith is being tested. And they ask him, so what do you say about him? And he ramps it up. He says, he's a prophet. You know, before he said, this man called Jesus. No, now he says he's a prophet. He's from God. So in this moment where his faith was tested, he persevered, and his faith grew stronger. And I think we can attest to that too in our Christian life, that when our faith is tested, it makes us stronger, provided we persevere. So then they call the parents in. All right, parents, is this the real deal? Is this your son? He was blind, now he can see. What's going on? What do you think is happening here? And the parents, they're like, okay, yes, it's our son. Yes, he was born blind. Don't know how he can see. And I definitely don't know who did it. But it says that his parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews. Does that happen in our lives? Is there times that we don't want to say the name of Jesus because we're afraid of what people might think or what they might say? We're afraid of the consequences if we live our faith out in public. And sometimes we cower because of it. You know, there's going to be times in our faith life that we encounter people who don't agree with us. There'll be times that we encounter people who don't know who Jesus is, who don't believe in God. There's definitely going to be people that you're going to encounter in your life who's going to say, the Catholic Church, their teachings, they're out of date. They don't understand. They don't get it. They need to catch up with the times. Your faith may be attacked. So then what do you do? So this man, the parents cowered, right? But this man, He perseveres. So now they bring him back in. They talk to him again, say, and they say, they're like really getting more fierce. Like, we know this man is a sinner. And his response is this: his faith, it doesn't falter. He holds strong to his faith. He says, no. If he's a sinner, I do not know. But here's what I do know: that I was blind, and now I can see because of Jesus. Because of Jesus, he made me see. And then they ask him again, well, how did it happen? How did he open your eyes? And he's like, I told you this already. And he said, do you want to hear it again? And he says this. It's like, because he's evangelizing now. He's like, do you want to become his disciples too? You can be a disciple. You can be a disciple, right? I don't think that's what they meant there, but so now they keep on amping it up, right? And he doesn't falter. He perseveres. He stays strong in his faith to the point of now they throw him out. And that's our life sometimes, right? We have these experiences. We're baptized, and we have our conversions, and we think things are going good, and we're living life. And then sometimes it can hurt. Like, things can happen to us that we might get rejected or beat down, or not beat down physically, not us, maybe across the world, but in ways where it's hard. It can be hard to live our faith, and we get thrown out. And Jesus, he heard that he had been thrown out. He found him, he said this. Now, this is where it gets personal. Do you believe in the Son of Man? He answered and said, who is he, sir, that I may believe in him? And Jesus said to him, you have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he. I am the Son of Man. I am the light of the world. I am the one who was sent. I am God. And I want you to know me. I want you to know me. And he said, I do believe, Lord. And he worshiped him. And this is the point of the Christian life. To know God, to be known by God. To love Jesus, and to be loved by Jesus. You know, all of this, that's what this all is. You know, we have our conversion, we're baptized, and we enter into this Christian life, and we continue to go through these times in our life where we have encounters with Jesus that builds up our faith, and then we have things that knock us down. We face trials and opposition, and then we have more encounters, and we have this life that we continue to try to, we just have to persevere, and we keep pushing through. And we try to persevere for this reason: to have a personal relationship with Jesus. To let Jesus really, truly enter into our lives. So that we can be a light. A light into this world that so desperately needs it. You know, as St. Paul said, you were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. So he says, so live as children of the light.